Hello, Billy Reeves here. Welcome to episode 168 of the K-Scope podcast. And this episode is all about news and exclusives from the horse's mouth, because I was recently invited to the K-Scope office to do some digging into what we can look forward to this year. And whilst I was there, I was lucky enough to steal some time with label boss Johnny Wilkes. And it turned out to be a very illuminating conversation, in which I managed to get more exclusive news than I was expecting for you. I won't give you too many spoilers in this introduction, but trust me, this is information that's not out in the ether yet. Very exciting. Stay tuned. You ever wondered where the name K-Scope came from? There'll be a brief history of the label, which Johnny has been part of from the very start, of course. And you'll hear what he thinks about Record Store Day, as he tells us about the K-Scope Record Store Day releases for 2024. I'll play you a couple of songs you may never have heard. And, as promised, huge, exclusive news about some much-loved K-Scope artists. And maybe a new exciting addition to the roster. Right, we'll start off with a group that have been with K-Scope pretty much from the start. The Pineapple Thief, from playing pubs in Yeovil to touring the world. They're off to America next after finishing the first leg of the It Leads to This tour. From the deluxe edition of It Leads to This, this is I Acquiescimos. Acquiescimos. Let me now whisk you away to London's fashionable Marylebone, where you'll find me at K-Scope in the meeting room with Johnny Wilkes.
Johnny, thank you so much for inviting me up to K-Scope. It's so nice to be here. Impressive behind you, the awards, the Prog Rock Awards, The official charts number one for The Pineapple Thief, getting to the top of the hit parade. It's so lovely to be here. But for those that don't know, give us a little potted history of the label, because my understanding is it kind of started as a kind of vehicle for Porcupine Tree and then grew from there.
Yeah, Casecoat started when we signed Porcupine Tree to release their album Stupid Dream, and then subsequently Lightbulb Sun. Fast forward, and we signed The Pineapple Thief for their album Tightly Unwound, and we were on an imprint, really, and we wanted to create a home for that kind of music, for adventurous music that's, you know, no boundaries, etc., you know, that kind of thing. And that's, you know, the music that we all loved as a company, and we just kind of felt that we just wanted that home, and Casecoat seemed like the right thing. We were working on Stephen Wilson's first solo record, and we were picking up some other artists as well, North Atlantic Oscillation, etc. So it just seemed like the right time to do it, and it was a really exciting time.
Look, Stephen Wilson is kind of like the godfather of it all. Was it him that came up with the name? He tells the story that it was. Is it true that he came up with the name?
He did initially. Him and his manager did. When we were looking, when we'd signed them for the Stupid Dream record, they wanted a separate imprint, and they came up with Kaleidoscope, I think, which became Casecoat, and they were working with a few things. So yes, I can say.
The way he tells it, so confirm or deny this, the way he tells it, it was a cross between Kaleidoscope and K-Tel.
It could be true.
we'll make that the official story, because I like that, because it kind of is a cross between a Kaleidoscope and K-Tel. We've just played a track from the Pineapple Thief deluxe edition of It Leads to This. And I do note with interest that when the Casecoat treatment is given to an album like that, the extras are always very well thought out. And this is particularly unique. Whose idea was it to kind of Spanish up tracks from the album?
Aquí Estamos.
Beautiful.
The bonus disc, which is on the deluxe edition of the album. Mm. Yeah, it came from Gavin, actually. I think Gavin Harrison. Yeah, Gavin Harrison. They were working. Gavin had worked previously, I think, with this guitarist, and they came up with these alternative, you know, reinterpretations of the tracks on the record, and they're beautiful. And I think we always do with many of the special editions that we put out. We try and create this additional content, which is interesting for fans.
I think this particularly kind of works as an album in and of itself. It does. I think. I love it. When I spoke to Mike Venart of Ocean Size and Biffy Clyro's touring guitarist and so forth, I spoke to him in the previous podcast about the issue, the Casecoat issue of the Ocean Size EP, and he kind of hinted that there was other stuff coming out. Does that mean that Casecoat are going to be doing some more Ocean Size stuff in the future? Give me the exclusive right now.
Yes, is the answer. Yeah, definitely. We've been having long conversations with Mike, actually, just about the catalogue, particularly the catalogue post 2007, starting from the album Frames. It was a really interesting period for the band, and we're big fans of the band anyway at the label. So the opportunity to work with Mike and the material was
one of the bands on the label, I Am the Morning, named themselves after an Ocean Size song, didn't they? Right. So what's coming? Can you tell us what's coming out then?
So we are going to start with Frames. We're going to multiple Casecoat-esque editions of Frames, which was the first.
Because you said there's lots of archive material. So can we play a track from Frames?
Absolutely.
Should we play I'm not sure which one to play. Should we play the opening track?
Commemorative T-shirt. Thank you.
Ocean Size commemorative T-shirt. Something that's coming up very shortly. The Boy Begs.
Oh, trifecta.
Trifecta. Now, Stephen Wilson looms across us again in the Casecope story in the present, because the chaps from Trifecta are essentially the core of his band, aren't they?
That's correct, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the second Trifecta album. Firstly, who are they?
Craig Blundell, Adam Holtzman, and Nick Beggs.
The aforementioned, aforementioned Beggs. This album, it fragments the previous one, reminded me a little bit of kind of music from my childhood, from children's TV programmes. But this one's a bit sort of fuller. Nick Beggs, in the next Casecope podcast, will talk about how he came to you at Casecope and said there's a load of talky bits on it, a kind of narrative, if that's too wild for you, take it off. And you said, no, keep it on.
Not too wild at all.
Tell us about the new Trifecta album.
There's amazing experimentation in it. I can hear a bit of funk. I can hear a bit of soul. I've got that prog. I've got a bit of everything
there. Nick describes himself on when he does press release, he describes himself as a singer-songwriter rather than bass player. And I think from what I've heard, he's kind of expanding that out a little bit because he's singing.
Yes, he is, and he's a great songwriter. He's a really great songwriter. I saw him recently actually playing with Howard Jones in London at the Palladium, and because he's been playing with Howard for quite some time. But he's just most incredible musician.
He's an amazing character as well. I think we talk in groups. I always think that there's a Pooh, a Tigger, and an Eeyore. And I said to him, this is perfect because there's three of you. Who's who? And he said, that's absolutely perfect. You'll hear that in the next podcast. I think Nick is the Tigger. I don't want to, hashtag no spoilers, but I think Nick is the Tigger. Let's play the single, shall we? That's the next single, because there's been a couple already, hasn't there?
Yeah, there has.
Let's play the single. What's the single called?
This is a beautiful song, and this is called Once Around the Sun With You.
Once around the sun with you, bring me back to life. Counting seasons as we go, turning dark to light. Atmospheric conditioning waved a weary hand, robbed me of the minerals. Time ran out like sand. Once around the sun with you, bringing me back to life. Count the seasons as they go, turn the dark to light. Now that you and I collide, a kind of bodies burn. Fuse the heavy elements to make my life return. Once around the sun with you, bringing me back to life. Counting seasons as we go, turning dark to light. Equinox will mark the end of one full circle spent. Constant fascination of each other's love intent. Once around the sun with you, bringing me back to life. Counting seasons as we go, turning dark to light. Man can do so many things, man can go to war, but man can never quantify, desire a quantum love. Once around the sun. sun with you. Bring me back to life. Counting seasons as we go, turning dark to light. Once around the sun with you, bring me back to life. Counting seasons as we go, turning dark to light.
Trifecta, Once Around the Sun with You. Who's playing guitar on that, Johnny Wilkes?
Alex Lifeson.
Off of Out of Rush.
Him from Rush, yes.
Now, Envy of None, also, of course, the band Alex Lifeson is in.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
Yeah, and they released it. So, for those that don't know, they released a record. I spoke to them all. They were all on the podcast. They released a record, and they released a kind of EP after it, and the press release said this is a kind of little hint about what's going to happen next. So I thought, aha, the Envy of None project is going to continue. Andy Curran, obviously on the podcast, said yes, of course it is, because of course he would. He's not going to say no, it was a load of rubbish, we've split up. Of course he wasn't going to say that. But can you tell me, as I've got you on the spot exclusively, is there going to be another Envy of None album? Are K-Scope going to release it?
Yes, yeah.
To both?
Yes, to both. There is, yeah, there's going to be a new Envy of None album, and it will be released on K-Scope. Yeah, Maya's been in the studio, actually, in Canada. You know, so if they finish it...
Are they together in the flesh?
They're together in the flesh, yeah. Mm. They're together in the flesh. She flew over to Canada. They've been recording for the last few weeks, actually.
Wow.
I've just been speaking to Andy from the band. And, yeah, and if they can finish it this year, then we can release it.
Wow. Because I think they could be, that could be absolutely like massive, pop star massive. Mm. How did that come about in the first place?
Andy Curran sent, he played us the material before he played it to anyone else, actually. He used to be in a band called Coney Hatch. I don't know if you remember them, yeah. But back in the day. But he, he played it to us first, and he played us five tracks, and it blew us away.
So you said, we'll do that record on
and,
the strength
and
of
we literally
five
tracks. Said we'd do it. Yeah, we said we'd do it on five tracks, and I remember a colleague of mine, we were playing in the office really loud, and he's playing it over and over again. He's going, we're doing this record.
Yes,
which is a great moment.
Oh, well, I think that's got pats on the back all round. Mm. Now, Stephen Wilson returns again to our conversation. Mm-hmm. Is there going to be a K-Scope relationship at last with the mighty Tim Bowness?
Yes, I can say yes.
Excellent.
Definitely.
What's the situation there then? Because Tim, you know, has released quite a few records. It seems that K-Scope is the kind of natural home for him. What's happening? Is it a long deal? What's happening with Tim? Tell us all.
Well, it's funny actually. We talked about Envy of None and Andy playing us those tracks. So Tim played me some tracks on his forthcoming record that he'd been working on. And it's similar, really. I mean, we've known Tim for a very long time. Mm. He's extremely talented, as you know. Mm. He plays in No Man. He does his own solo material. He's done numerous
the
side projects.
The podcast with Wilson, of course.
Podcast with Wilson. And and he sent over the tracks and again, played them in the office. I just thought they were fantastic. And actually, and Stephen had come in for a meeting, actually, because we were talking about forthcoming. Mm. Porcupine Tree project on Transmission, label. And and I mentioned the tracks to him. I said, I've just received these tracks from Tim Bowness. I said, these are really, really, really good. Mm. And he said, yeah, off in now. So I contacted Tim and conversation started. And so, you know, we're going to be working together, which is great.
It's strange. That's amazing. Do we think, what's the chances of that coming out this year? Do you think if it's finished?
Yeah. Hopefully. I hope it will come this year. I'm almost certain it will come this year, actually.
Wow. Is it a long-term thing?
Oh, yeah, I hope so. I hope so. I mean, I like to think that with any of the artists that we work with, you know, that it's going to be that way. You know, I always go heart back to that kind of family kind of when we were talking about the label earlier and how the label came about and the kind of bands that we were working with and wanted to work with and how we wanted the label to be, you know, this real kind of family.
Like an old-fashioned indie label.
Like an old-fashioned indie label, but like, you know, like, because I grew up, you know, I was into 4AD and, you know, various indie labels, and I just liked the way that artists were working together. They could mix other people's records, they could guest on other people's records. They
could and visually very strong, I think.
That's a really good
Well, I loved him. I think it's a big deal. I think it's going to be great to hear his new stuff, and he's an amazing singer. That's going to be really interesting. Great, excellent, an exclusive last probe. You've been probed. Record Store Day is on the way. What are K-Scope putting out for Record Store Day?
So we're doing, we talked about Ocean Size earlier, so we're working, so we're releasing the EP Home and Minor for the first time on vinyl, which is coming out on orange, vinyl.
That's never been on
released on vinyl before.
Are we calling it an EP or a mini album then if it's on?
It's more of a mini album, actually, I would say.
I guess if it's on vinyl, when it was on CD, it would be an EP. Yeah. It was six tracks? Because we played something on the last podcast. Okay, excellent.
And also
limited edition.
Oh yes, as are all Record Store Day pieces.
Okay.
And the Little Kicks by Manson is coming out on clear vinyl because we hadn't released that on vinyl actually previously.
So the two. Where do you stand on Record Store Day? I spoke to my local record shop, Il Pie. And I asked them that question, what is it being flooded by the majors? Are they taking advantage of the corporates taking charge of it? Is it good for you because it brings people into record stores? Is it good for the artists because it means that new stuff, old stuff is coming out? Talk to me about what it's like from a label point of view. Where are you at on Record Store Day? What do you think of it?
It's interesting, really, because I just think that... I think it's a fantastic way to get people into record shops. Ultimately, Record Store Day is all about the record stores.
Going to the record store.
Right, it's getting people into record stores. And, you know, as a label, we don't flood the market. You know, we don't try and flood the market with a lot of titles. You know, we are limited. We might do two, we might do three a year, and that's it. You know, there are some great records coming out on majors and, you know, major labels, which... You know, they could release Bruce Springsteen on white vinyl, or there's maybe Fleetwood Mac Rumours is coming out on white vinyl.
The record store decides what they're going to stock.
That's exactly it. But I think, like I said, I mean, it is Record Store Day. It's important to get people into the record shops, and so if, you know, if Fleetwood Mac Rumours does get people into record shops, and that's a positive thing. Yeah. You know, that's a great thing. So I'm a big fan of it. And long may it continue. You know, that's what I say.
Let's finish then with Manson. Their singer Paul Draper is touring the Big Epic album 6. Let's play a track from its sibling record, Dead Flowers Reject.
A song entitled What's It Like to Be Hated?
Thank you very much indeed, Johnny, inviting me in. It's been absolutely smashing.
Thank you, Billy. Things.